content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in, this is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your host, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. That number for you to connect with us is 321-473-4253. And if you're a Skype user, you can type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw. And you can also go to the site right now and chat live with us at spirituallyraw.com. So, hey, we got a mob day today, and your mob lineup is going to be Judge Eve Ellingwood, author of Diary of Sabra, Faith in Action, and also Lou Hemsey, our top 50 author. Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff, huh?
Very, very cool.
Yeah, Legend of
Justice and Diamond.
Justice and Diamond, right on. Cool stuff there. They're going to be helping us out here, too. Hey, you know, it kind of feels like a Thursday today.
Today does not feel like a Wednesday at all.
Doesn't feel like a Wednesday, does it?
No.
Why do you think that is? It totally feels like a Thursday. Like, it's almost like...
I wish it were.
You wish it was a Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Closer to the weekend. One day closer to Friday.
There's that work spirit and ethic.
Thanks, Jess. I think Jesse's agreeing.
Yes, actually, the audience is agreeing. All right, everybody, what do you say we start the show off now?
It's time for the Raw Factor. During this segment, the guests will have the opportunity to deliver their message, showcase their personality, and share with the audience and cast why they will be a credible and entertaining source of information. Back to you, Jay.
All right, who we got now?
Up this morning, our Raw Factor this morning. More than a wish, Kizmo. Jess, do you have any idea how to pronounce her last name?
No.
Akubri?
She refers to herself as Kizmo.
Okay, I'm going to leave it right now as that because I do not want to totally butcher her last name. She wrote a guide to understanding how God answers wishes and prayers, guiding our destiny, about a disillusioned television producer that gets her prayers answered when God grants her three wishes. This story is based on true life experiences Kizmo had while hosting her own television show. Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, let's check this one out. Welcome Kizmo to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Kizmo.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Kizmo.
Okay, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Irish, and it's pronounced McCoubry.
That's how McCoubry. I said it. I said McCoubry. I got it right. Kizmo
well,
McCoubry.
I'll give you a star then.
So what's Kizmo? Is Kizmo like a real name?
Kizmo's a nickname. I used it when I was in television. I was producing my own show. It translates to, it means to kiss.
Mm-hmm. Very seductive, Kizmo.
Yes.
you're funny.
Yeah,
but
you are too. All right. So are you the disillusioned television producer? This is based on your life?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, my daughter died at birth, and it was a really traumatic experience for me. I really love God, and I always loved God, and I have a personal relationship with Jesus, but that was like the worst experience that had ever happened to me, and I wasn't coping with it very well, and I cried out to God. I needed his help. I was in a very dark place. And he answered me.
Okay, so...
How did he answer you?
Yeah, how did he answer you?
Well, I was praying, so I was in a state of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just... I was expelled all my emotions, and I was a blank page, like numb. And I heard this soft, gentle voice, and it just fell through me. It was a very spiritual experience. And it said, and I knew it was God, because he has an omnipresence. What would you do? It was a question. What would you do if I granted you three wishes? And
wow.
I was in such a dark place that I just didn't know. And I started thinking, what would I do? I mean, I couldn't even think about getting up in the morning and being happy, let alone three wishes.
Let me ask you this, Kizmo. So just so you had this voice, you have this energy come through you, and you clearly interpreted what would you do if I could grant you three wishes.
Mm-hmm.
So was it like a voice that said that to you? It was a voice. So I mean, was the voice like as if you and I are speaking right now?
Was it a male type energy?
It was. I don't know if I could describe male. It just feels calming, loving, kind. Like I've never felt such love.
So how did you know?
Voice is very powerful. For me personally, I can't say, you know, kind of shook from my chest. Like, I don't know. I shook.
All right. that's good stuff. Listen, as long as it's making you feel good. But how do you know that this was the Almighty God?
Well, I have, before that, you know, it's not like I just woke up and said, I love God. I had been a student of God's. I read the Bible. I had, you know, personal relationship with him of prayer. And when that happened, it's such an overwhelming feel of love. It's like you're someplace else. Like, it's just the best, wonderful, most unexpressive feeling you ever had. You just know.
Did it ever happen again afterwards? Have you ever had a second experience like that?
Well, did I have another experience
like
that?
She's had at least three.
No. She said the feeling of where you actually heard it, the voice so clearly.
Oh, had I had it before then?
No, since then. Since then, have you had...
Oh, since then? Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I have.
So how often do you have it? How often do you have this conversation with God?
Well, you have to understand that when I worked in television, it was a long time ago. I write it in a fresh way, like it's happening now, in the now. But it's actually a little bit of time ago. So I've had time to develop my relationship from that point. Okay. And so when I really love, when I'm honest and open and tell God the raw truth, you know, spiritually raw truth, then it like elevates your soul to touch God more closely. And he doesn't always just use a voice. I mean, there's other things that we have that's a special communication that I developed with him. I talk a little bit about it in my book. Well, I use different examples in the book to show people how I relate to God, right, how he talked to me.
This is pretty fascinating stuff. So listen,
I'm
as far
know what the three
as
wishes are.
I was going to say the same thing here. What were the three wishes?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
They were simple. Okay, they were simple wishes. I wished for a simple daily relationship with God.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to be abandoned. I felt empty at the time, and I was grieving. So I wanted to be filled, you know?
All right.
I wished to be healthy, but not to live forever. You know, I understand I'm not going to ever be immortal, but I want to live life. I want to be at least reasonably healthy. I want to get colds and stuff, but like normal. But I wasn't wishing that away. I just wished to
be
healthy.
I'll give you mine.
And the third wish, I wanted to be able to take care of myself and feel good about myself. So I wished for a natural talent that would help me earn a living.
And what's that natural talent right now?
I hope it's writing.
Yeah, you hope it's writing. Okay.
And being an author.
Or it could be that laugh. That laugh is a great. That's laugh's a great voice there. All right. So listen. Okay. Do you feel like at this point, let's call it God has granted you these three wishes?
Oh yeah.
You definitely do. Okay.
Oh yeah. The book is how he grants them. That's it's how he grants them, and he has granted me those wishes and more. When I had the revelation or when I talked to God, he told me that my first wish was granted first, which was a lifelong relationship with God. That was, and embarrassingly so, it's the last thing I asked for.
Embarrassingly so. Okay, well, yeah. That's fascinating that you say it that way.
Why is that fascinating,
Well,
Jay?
It's fascinating just the thought process behind that, her, she's embarrassed that the last thing she said was to the gift maker, let's call it the genie in the bottle. By the way, she's got a genie on her page. I just noticed
that. Cool.
Is that, the last thing was the connection was that. But we're going to find out more about this. Hang tight for us, Kizmo. We'll be right back after a break and get you to meet our mom.
with Nick Bunick as you read his extraordinary and profound channel messages in Time for Truth. Going back 2,000 years, learn when and how the 4th century church distorted the original messages of Jesus and Paul. How messages of love were tainted to create fear, words of compassion manipulated to instill feelings of guilt, parables meant to unify, only misused, causing division. You will be provided absolute proof that reincarnation is a reality. Set aside your conscious mind and communicate with your soul mind. Purchase your copy of Time for Truth today. Go to Amazon.com or NickBunick.org.
God, everywhere a God. Time to read on being God. God. Carl Bozeman wrote a book on being God. Buy it now at Amazon.com. God.
Purchase your copy of On Being God at spiritual-intuitions.com.
The fulfillment of ancient prophetic texts. What about the weird weather anomalies?
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon has shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
Before Adam and Eve, who are the pre-Adamites? Learn about a kingdom that speaks to you from beyond time. Go on the adventure of your life, an epic journey you will not forget. The Kingdom of Saguenay. Order the Kingdom of Saguenay today. Go to www.thekingdomofsaguenay.net or spirituallyraw.com.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more Ass Whipping Truth.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on. What would you do with three wishes? Okay, so Kizmo.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello there, Kizmo.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, Kizmo. All right, listen, real quick here. Are you ready to meet the mob?
I guess so.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's find. Oh, wow. Can we do a soundtrack on that laugh?
Sure.
That's so cute. All right, so let's go over to you first, Mr. Lou Hemsey.
Great, Jay, how are you?
I'm great, Lou. So listen, the voice comes to you and says to you, Lou, what if I were to grant you three wishes? What would your three wishes be?
My three wishes?
That would be you, Lou.
Okay. My three wishes would be the first wish that I would take a page out of the Bible and ask for wisdom as Solomon did. Not to try to be pretentious, but I think if one has wisdom, that can serve in a lot of different areas, so that would certainly be one. I think that the second wish would be that all my creative endeavors, I feel personally that everything creative is an inspiration from God. You have a partner in it, whether you're aware of it or not, that they would be blessed. And thirdly, that I would be a blessing to others.
All right, okay. That's Lou's three wishes right there from his genie bottle. All right, let's throw it over to you. What about you, young lady, April?
Me?
Yeah, what are your three wishes?
Let's see. Well, you mean in no particular order?
No particular order. Just you got someone. Yeah. Some voice comes to you and says, "You got three wishes." Mm. Your genie lamp just appears. The smoke's rising. Yes.
Global harmony. Global. Peace and harmony. Global. I would have to say that would be the first thing.
Okay.
The next thing I would definitely say a global bank account.
Global bank account.
Followed by a spiritual, loving, committed husband that will never cheat on me.
Okay.
That's what I would ask for.
You would, okay.
Yeah.
April, would that be a joint or a single bank account?
If it was global, I could share.
Oh, boy.
Just playing.
Thanks, Lou. Lou, we'll talk after the show, man. All right, over to you, Judge Eve Ellingwood. Some voice comes to you, let's call it God. Some voice comes to you and says, you've got three wishes. What would those wishes be?
First of all, you know how you touched my heart with Kizmo, right? And I'd like to speak to her, too, after answering your question.
Sure, you got it.
My first one would be, let God continue to be Lord of my life and guide me in every step that I take. I would like to have ability to help people who really need it, because as we do unto others, you know, they can do also to other unto others. And I agree with April, I'd like peace and harmony in this world.
I thought she was going to say a global bank account.
I should have.
All right, Jess, what about you over there, brother?
Oh, man.
Jess's three wishes. Huh? Come on, man. This is all good.
The
magic genie appeared. As a matter of fact, we'll make her a female genie like they had in the, genie?
I Dream of Genie?
I Dream of Genie. Well, that's what she looks
like
for you.
How about a consistent surf break that every day it's 6-foot barrels and only I get to ride them?
Okay.
That'd be great. And
that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd imagine, right? Let's see. Pretty much immunity from all sickness and and disease. That'd be nice. No, never have a cancer or anything. I guess a really great Christmas.
Really great Christmas?
Yeah.
Just one great Christmas?
Just one great Christmas.
Just one great Christmas all you want? Right on. Okay,
be careful what you wish for. You may only get one great Christmas.
So fascinating.
Well, after immunity, I mean, that's like, I mean, you know, I don't want to ask for too much. I don't want to, you know, be
greedy. Why not?
Listen, if I'm surfing every day, the most perfect break, and I'm guaranteed to never fall ill. What else do I need? You know, one great Christmas.
Your motorcycle.
A motorcycle. I guess so.
His $20,000 bicycle.
I do have a $20,000 bicycle on the wish list.
There you go.
I do.
All right,
what about you?
Yeah, Jay.
God spoke to me.
Yeah. And he waved a magic wand. The fairy dust.
So I would say to him, her, you know, quit being such a nuisance and show yourself for once. Is the first thing I would ask. And really, quit being...
That's good.
Honestly, I would say
that
quit being so
good.
Narcissistic. I mean, really tie this stuff together. I mean, if you really got something to say, really show us who you are for once and for all. Not let us stop with the guessing games and the interpretations. That's the first thing I would do.
God.
Not that I don't believe in you, in case you're listening right now. But I'm just saying, you know, so that would be my first thing. Second thing is absolute, just overflowing, unlimited incredible and intense, like no stopping, like ever flowing, like a chocolate Willy Wonka river, unlimited wealth and health.
So I can help.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Willy Wonka river,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Oh,
you know
absolutely,
what happened to
man.
Fat kid, right?
He yeah. No, no, it would be that. I'd be Charlie out. That flew up in the thing. Then the third, and then the third thing would be like, let me take that now. Now that I know you, now that I really know you, and you've given me this, now let's get to work together and let's take care of this place we call Earth and let's do it together.
I like
that's
that.
What I would say, man.
I like that.
First, show yourself to me. First, prove yourself.
How,
to
how would you like it? You mean in a visual form?
I would.
What do you mean by
well,
that?
Here's what I'll say to you. Like, you know, and you notice when like Kizmo and I kind of was like, she said, you know, she was kind of embarrassed that the last thing she said was like a better relationship with
yeah.
God. You know what I mean? And I'm not disputing that because I really do, you know, believe there's definitely something higher than us out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like, you know, if we are part of this being, you know what I mean, and we are always told that we're part of this, and we are one with this thing.
Right.
Then there, you know, all of this seems still from an egotistical standpoint. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, do you want to have lunch with God? What exactly do you want?
Yeah, if you can get me that flowing river, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right on. Yeah, we'll go wherever he wants to go. She
all
wants
right.
to go. You know what I mean?
Do you want to see? You know, I'm thinking of some of the other gods that have a that were
like I like
in,
Aphrodite.
In Hollywood.
Aphrodite's really cool.
So would you like the what's his name?
Hercules?
No. The you know, oh geez. Now I'm looking at the movies and
Zeus.
All I could think of is
that's
that,
what I was thinking.
All
Zeus.
I could think of is that cigar smoking comedian.
Oh, by George Burns.
Yeah, George Burns. So would you like a George Burns or who else played
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, that's the one.
No,
which God? Well, what actor would you like to see God come in as?
As an Aphrodite character.
Okay.
Yeah, the feminine aspect. Because the feminine aspect of God is definitely more nurturing, I think. There's a nurturing element to that, I believe. You know what I mean? The feminine part of it?
Well, April asked for a non-cheating husband, and the husband asked for Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
But that doesn't mean I'm cheating on her. I'm just asking her
not.
To...
You just want a
you
goddess.
He would like a Jemma Jameson goddess.
A Jenna
to appear in front of him. I wouldn't mind a Jenna Jameson.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Here in front of me, actually.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Listen,
it wouldn't be such a bad
day. They come down. They do that first.
A bikini guy.
And you know, and I'm really glad you brought this up, Kizmo, because it really is, and I really appreciate you sharing this self. You're this part of yourself with us, and I truly
Thank
am
you.
Sorry for your loss, really. And I gosh, can't
I
imagine.
I have to ask you this.
Is, but, yeah.
You didn't ask God for another child.
I prayed to him about it, and I told him I wasn't capable of making a choice, and I put it in his hands.
Kizmo, this is Lou, a question. So
yeah.
After you had your three answers, how
yeah.
do you feel regarding the tremendous loss about the child? Were you at peace with it from that point on?
That's one of the things that happened where God took that pain away.
That's what I'm asking, right?
Yeah, he did. He took that pain away. I immediately was removed from grief, which isn't to say I don't feel anything. I was reading a segment. I did a charity spot, and I read part of my book. And I read the part that I wrote that was very close to my heart about my daughter, and I had to stop because I was crying because
sure.
it reminded me, you know. But the pain, I was grieving. I could not work. I could not talk. I was just like, no.
Was it a stillbirth?
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be the most traumatic.
How long has this been?
Oh, you want me to give up my age? Ha ha. No.
No, you're free.
It's my son's 20, so it was like 23 years ago.
23 years ago.
What yeah. were you doing in television?
Huh?
What were Excuse you doing me? In television? Did you have a television show?
Well, I was producing a half-hour entertainment variety show where it was localized. It was in the Northern California area. It covered a few counties. It was on cable. And I traveled around and I interviewed people who worked on their cars, car shows, airplanes, concerts, operas. You name it, I probably interviewed it and talked about it. And, you know, I met a lot of really wonderful people.
Wow, right on. Hey, Judge, I know you wanted to say something to Kizmo.
Yes, you asked the question that I wanted to know, so thank you. What I wanted to tell you, Kizmo, the Bible tells us that a kernel of wheat fall and die, there's no life. Your little daughter volunteered to be here for just a nano of a second to let you know that you could have had her. You know, children, when they die very young, they do grow up. Like when you see her again in heaven, you'll see her at the age 23 or 40, you know, whatever time. And
right.
Just be grateful that it happened, because you must have agreed with God, I'll go through it, because by my going through it, I can help other people go through it. And God bless you. You really touched my heart. And then I was crying. And then they played that wonderful commercial that AJ and
I know.
Jesse have. So then I'm not crying anymore.
Woo-hoo. Oh, there's our lovely Judge. There you go, everybody. Oh, Kizmo.
Kizmo sounds like a radio personality.
She does, yeah. She definitely tells. She's definitely got an entertainment.
Media.
All right, so listen.
I love radio. Radio and radio talk is the bomb.
You have a radio talk voice.
Okay, listen, everybody. We're going to go to break here, and that is Kizmo McCoubry. I hope, again, I pronounced that right. Listen, we'd like to know from you, what would your three wishes be if something came to you, someone, something, some entity said they'll give them to you now? What would those three wishes be? Let us know on the site there. And don't forget, if you would like to hear more of Kizmo's story, go to the Raw Factor tab and vote, vote, vote. We'll give out those results this Friday. Okay, Kizmo, all the luck to you, and thanks for being on the airwaves with us, and we'll be right back, everybody.
Thanks.
Love, hate, deceit, loyalty. Travel back in time to the first Earth, where future began, where good first confronted evil.
Join Acellus, the first angelic being created by God, as he chronicles the untold story of the Jack of Diamonds and the Lady Justice.
A love that burns throughout the ages.
The Legend of Justice and Diamonds, a spiritual fantasy by Lewis F. Hemsey.
Available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Seconds saves lives. Save a life. You alerted? YouAlerted.com.
What would you do if an angel popped into your life and asked you to help save him and all the other angels in the city from the illustrious Lucifer?
Join the courageous Sam Wilson as he saves the angels and the city from their demonic demise. Read and learn how mankind rocks.
Mythological Sam, The Call by Kathleen Pickering. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com.
This is a planetary alert. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. Failure to comply will result in having your utilities shut off and a warrant issued for your arrest for terroristic resistance. Welcome to the new age of Lucifer, and have a blessed day.
Coming of Antichrist is near. Who will force a Luciferic order upon the world and lead a second Holocaust? Learn how to escape 666 and the horror to come at www.satansrapture.com. Warning, this site is banned by Christianity and its churches.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on, right back at you. All right. Ask Kizmo, everybody. She was pretty cool, wasn't she?
Very cute.
Yeah, I liked her. So, again, if you like her, too, don't forget to vote for her because we're going to give those results on Friday. Who is up as our special guest?
All right, our special guest today is Peter O'Layler, shrouded in mist. What is the difference between physics and metaphysics? If you've ever wondered where physics came from, you will love this book. To demystify a millennia of science, philosophy, and religion is no easy task. During archaic times and thousands of years of wisdom acquired by the priests of Egypt, for example, there was no reference to science or philosophy. Actually, it wasn't even a religion per se. It seems the world has settled on believing, but understanding where it all came from remains shrouded in the mist of time. Peter also, this is really kind of cool and very cute, he has a parrot, Jay, named Murphy. And Murphy speaks in complete sentences. She also has a sense of humor. And she answers yes or no questions. And she follows verbal directions, if you can believe it. He rescued her 7 years ago when she was clinically psychotic, the poor little baby bird.
Poor little baby bird. All right, Peter, welcome back to Spiritually Raw.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you got Murphy with you now?
Per your directions, I kept her in the dark.
Oh, God. Man, I would have loved to hear her talk.
I know. How many words does she speak?
Complete sentences. For example,
we were
walking down the street, and a punk rocker comes walking up the street, 6'6" with a fluorescent red mohawk. And Murphy's a feather biter, so she looks kind of scraggly. And the punk rocker slowly stops, looks at her, and gives her a very disparaging look. And Murphy looks right at the guy and says, "Yeah, I don't think so."
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's just absolutely nuts.
How far away is she right? How far away is she right now from you?
Can we interview Murphy?
Yeah, can we? Can we like? Can you like grab her real quick if we play just a quick soundbite?
Well, yeah. Let's see. She sleeps in the bathroom on the curtain rod.
Okay.
Aww.
And I know she's dying to come out.
Well, get her.
Tell her she's about to be a star.
Hi, Murphy.
Hi, Murphy.
Good morning. Can I put you on speakerphone?
Yes. Go ahead, man.
Murphy, say hi. I'm not awake yet.
Oh, well, maybe she'll wake up during the interview.
She's probably shaking her neck and being like, "Say hi, we're on live air."
Oh, yeah, talking about psychotic, first of all, how did you relieve her or heal her from being psychotic? And then how did she become psychotic?
And how do you know a bird is psychotic?
I think they pulled her feathers out.
She was hatched to an elderly woman and had the life of bliss for 5 years. And then the woman passed away, and the daughter took her into a basement apartment with two dogs, two toddlers, and a cat at the window. When I got her, she was completely bald. And it took 2.5 years. My background before college was psychology, and it took 2.5 years of constant reinforcement of wanted behavior, and now she's the queen of everything.
Aww.
Are you trying to hypnotize us, man? Did you hear that? It takes constant reinforcing behavior.
It does, though. Parrots are a lot of
He's got a cool voice. Hey, okay, so tell us about the shrouded in mist, but what does that really mean?
Shrouded in mist. Well, I just finished a 6-week lecture on theosophy.net, and my last lecture was the four worlds and the nature of existence. And in Shrouded in Mist, I'd like to respond to the three wishes, because in Shrouded in Mist is a short story called On the Way to Rishikesh, where I went all the way to India with three wishes. One was to receive the Soma plant. One was to know if what I've learned is for myself or for others. And the most important was liberation, which was death without dying. And although I was granted all three, I did turn down liberation.
What was the first one, a plant?
Yeah, Soma plant.
What was the purpose of the plant? What does the plant do?
Just like a heel, Gabran.
What does that do?
Hashish to initiate.
Oh,
you
okay,
just woke Jesse up.
Yeah,
his eyeballs just got huge.
So is that like the equivalent of a mushroom in India?
It's like
1,000 times more than mushrooms.
Yeah. Are you on it now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you do? Did you? Timothy Leary discovered serendipitously the chemical equivalent of the soma plant, and that took off. As we know.
So did you do this experience while you were in India?
Mm-mm.
No,
didn't have to.
What does that
did
mean?
Did not have to. The thing was, my brother had died, and I was supposed to leave India on October 1st. And when I went to tell him that my dream finally came true, that I had been married for 7 years, and I was going to India, and I was... Everything, he just never wanted to hear about it. And actually, he had a heart attack about a half an hour after I told him that. He said, I was going to get myself killed because it's not like France. I enjoyed swimming through Europe. And he was just, I mean, this man was a fullback, All-American, football. His calves were 24 and a half inches wide, and
this is your brother you're talking about, right? This is your brother. All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's cool. So why did you? Why didn't you take on the liberation wish?
Because I didn't know how to answer it. You see, you need to really understand the story, because I was out of my body at the time. And I was in the presence of a holy man. And when I couldn't answer, the holy man said, it would be very unfair because you would leave a living corpse behind with no explanation. And he said, someone is waiting to be born. And my wife and I had been trying to have a baby for 7 years. And I went home. My wife and I made love, and she was pregnant.
Hmm.
And I knew she was pregnant, and she didn't believe me, and did 3 EPT tests and still didn't believe me. But once that doctor told her she was pregnant,
and she was pregnant,
she believed it.
Okay. So let's talk about religion here from your perspective. Who do you think, from Peter's perspective, who created it and how did it start?
That is very...
Very what?
If you could listen to the lecture on theosophy.net, on the right column, there is a player, and that answer will be given, but it takes an hour and a half to do so.
Can you give me, like, just a
quick... The three-minute version?
Like, not even a three-minute. Like, maybe, like, is there, like, a 30-second version of that? Like, just, okay, here's the answer? Yeah, can I get that?
Yes, the involution of spirit and the succession of worlds.
The involution of spirit and the succession of worlds, okay. All right, what is your specific belief?
My specific belief, I'd like to respond to my fellow Irishman regarding Christianity. I was going to be a Franciscan friar. That never worked out. And as I've taught many years of Western civilization, Christianity was always meant to be to exemplify the ethical behavior of Jesus, plain and simple. Now, when the Nicene Council around 430 and 471 AD instituted the Catholic Church, which means universal, that... what she said was absolutely true. The whole idea of Christianity was turned upside down, and it became an official state. And the idea of exemplifying the ethical behavior of Christian behavior was not reborn until the Protestant Reformation. And still, we're trapped in church. State churches, I should say, rather than basic faith, which we all have the right to, regardless of
writing. So what's your belief, though, Peter?
Regarding
what do you believe in?
I believe.
What's your truth?
I believe in life after death, which I've experienced 3 times. And I believe that spiritual beings are imperceptible to human senses, which are divided between physical and intellectual capacity versus psychic and spiritual qualities. Now, psychic means understanding without knowledge. For example, the 3 wise men in one Bible, astrologers from the East in the other Bible, belong to an ancient church of the Magi, and each one appeared at the birth of Christ expecting the prophecy of their God to be fulfilled, which it was. Osiris was the God of resurrection, sanctuary, salvation, and redemption, as well as Ormuz. And Mesopotamia is a little more difficult because it was a very violent environment full of many, many small city states constantly at war with each other.
All right, listen, we got to take a quick break, everybody.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hang tight there, Peter, for me. Hold that thought. And also, too, when we come back,
maybe
Murphy's up. And I also want to introduce you to the mob. Let them have at you with your questions. Okay, we'll be right back, everybody.
History of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
Tired of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
CIA, MIA, South Central, LA,
Read the Playground,
yeah, a novel by Carmichael Wolf. Try to crack the gangsta code.
Crack and speed or WMD. Crack and speed or WMD.
Yeah. Sophia had no choice. Her son David, only 5, had to leave Inglewood and move east side. Now they're in the hood, just trying to survive. Live a day as a bloom and try not to die. That was taken too soon, and now David can't play in the playground.
No more happy seesaw.
The playground.
We're breaking the law.
Sandbox is full of rocks.
Yo, it's Damu and his crew. Oh, we better act straight. It's 1981 and you are already late.
Yeah.
Now old man Gray in the Senator New. That East LA will spit you out too.
The CIA is assassinating the black community using sophisticated robotics and crack cocaine.
as bio-warfare. Crack, crack, crack cocaine on every block.
CIA delivers rock around the clock.
Visit Carmichael Wolf, the Eclectic Novice.com or Amazon.com.
Want to know the truth about the universe, we must look to the governing laws already proven, the laws that have been tested, that are scientifically researched and cannot be altered by mysticism alone. Avoid beating around the proverbial burning bush. Leave behind those half-truths in which humans make up as they go along. Rediscover the correct origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Forget those outrageous stories binding you in fear. Break free from intimidation, brainwashing, and mind control. Learn the facts. Purchase United Nations state-sponsored genocide with the opening of the Seven Seals today. Go to spirituallyraw.com and click the corresponding banner.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass.
All right, truth. Everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Peter J. O'Laylor. All right, Peter, before we go over our mob real quick, and if you can tell me very briefly, what you say that you know the truth behind Osama bin Laden. What is it? Peter.
The truth,
yes, Peter,
behind Osama bin Laden,
yep,
is that when Afghanistan became a Russian colony in 1812, we moved quickly to 1948 when the United Nations were considering recognizing Israel as a state. Osama bin Laden was 10 years old, and he grew up with his father ranting and raving about, if this happens, Israel will be a puppet state of the United States. When Osama bin Laden came of age, he went to Afghanistan with his money because his parents were very wealthy millionaires due to their chain of laundromats, and he joined the Al-Qaeda, who are being aided by the Americans to help get the Russians out of Afghanistan. This war lasted for 10 years, and what I'm saying I've taught many times in political science and American history, and a long time before Charlie's War came out. He did take his money to fight the Russians, not the Americans. Now, when the Americans gave aid and they assisted in getting the Russians out of Afghanistan, they asked the Americans to leave, and they said, sorry, no, we don't leave. You get us, you keep us. And there was an escalation that is clearly a clear chronology of events that escalated the confrontation between the federal government and Al-Qaeda. Now, as I say to my friends in Europe, please, when you say Americans do this and Americans do that, you are talking about American foreign policy. Now, American foreign policy, according to George Washington, was supposed to be inclusive of morality and religion. That is in George Washington's farewell address. And as we know, morality and religion and spirituality is clearly lacking in foreign policy, and you can read that in my book, The Never Realized Republic. But the truth behind Osama bin Laden is...
Is he dead? That's really what I want to know. Is he dead?
I don't know. Is John F. Kennedy dead?
I don't know.
We don't know. That's the point. And how many citizens trust the federal government?
All right.
Not too many.
Let's go over to our panel on this one. Judge E. Peter O'Lawler, is he making sense about where he's coming from right here, or too much of the Salma plant?
No, he's wonderful. Okay. I love the way you express yourself, Peter, and your thinking and what you have to offer. Let me ask you, though, you're welcome. You were going to be a Franciscan priest or Franciscan monk?
Friar missionary to South America.
Oh, what made you get away from it, and how did you lose your knowledge that Jesus did die for our sins? I tell you, when I accepted
Jesus... I did not lose that knowledge. Not at all.
How about the relationship with Jesus as being the Son of God?
It's every day. I believe not only in the Christ spirit in everyone's heart, but it's the same as Heraclitus' logos. And as a theosophist, now again, I'm a Roman Catholic, but as a theosophist, we believe that all belief systems are one belief system, and it is working towards unity so that we can bring the world together if we could stop the conflict, which is rooted in dogma, which are doctrines that rest on authority and not fact.
Well, we've talked before about religion being different than spirituality. The only thing I wanted to add, and then I have something to say to AJ as well, is I, being a Jew, there was no way I was ever going to accept Jesus in my life. And when I did, I actually had a spiritual transformation. It was like somebody lifted the veil off of my eyes by cutting it away, that for the first time I saw the sky was bluer, the trees were greener, and the message of love just totally resonated, as AJ and April like to say. With
and
what
love is the emphasis. Love is the emphasis. Dr. Scott Peck in The Road Less Traveled clearly demonstrates the difference between love of object, as in I love chocolate, and a mutual investment in one's own and another's personal and spiritual growth.
That's
love
true.
Is the answer.
It's the number one thing. And
but not
AJ,
love of object.
Yeah, Judge.
I was going to say, Peter answered your one wish. You said you wished that God would show himself. Mm-hmm. God continuously shows himself. The difference is he's spirit, so he vibrates at a very high frequency. So if you want to see God, you have to get up to his frequency, which you do in meditation or when you sleep. And he is there all the time, AJ, and I'll pray that he will manifest himself to you.
Can you just pray for that flowing river, the second request I was looking for?
I couldn't make out which river is that.
You know what it is? It's like this glorious green river that just keeps flowing and flowing.
That was Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Chocolate River. It's ever flowing of chocolate.
Charlie in the Abundance Factory.
Thing.
Yeah, let's just keep that one going.
I'll pray for that.
No, I know that, Judge. I know that there's different ways that people see their source and everything. Yes. And, you know, maybe it was today, you know, Murphy for me. You know what I mean? Who knows, right? Maybe it was through Murphy. All right, cool, right on that. Hey, Lou Hemsey, over to you on Peter O'Lawler. What do you got to say?
Well, I totally, totally agree with Peter on almost his first statement that Christianity is really the aspiring to the virtues as best as possible, the teachings and the virtues of Christ, and that it has been... maybe corrupted is too strong a word, but talking about Nicene and Trent and whatnot. Pardon me?
Corrupted is not too strong a word.
Okay. Well, I was trying to be a little bit diplomatic, but I agree with you 3,000% that is what Christianity is. When you read the Bible, his teachings and whatnot, and then we become commercialized, I'm just using that word, corrupt, whatever, and it becomes something else. And we've had this discussion with plenty of people between spirituality and religion and the difference between the two. But I definitely am in agreement with you there, Peter, on it's espousing to be as close as we can possibly be as human beings to the virtues and the teachings of Christ. That's what Christianity is all about, and it has been corrupted. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes not intentionally, but I'm in sync with you all the way on that. And
so
as far as AJ goes,
can I just say, can I just say quickly, because it's both appropriate in American history and Christian history, that corruption is falling away from or not being true to the first principle, which is the basic truth, which is exemplifying the ethical behavior of Jesus.
Well, I agree with you.
All right.
I agree with you total on that.
All right, go ahead, Luke.
AJ, all you got to do is look at the trees, got to look at things outside, and you'll see God, and then smile at your wife, and you're there.
You know what? I tell you, man, I think everybody misunderstood
Thank
me.
Thank you, Luke.
I know, but I want to make it sure clear. I do believe, again, in a higher, I definitely believe in a higher source. I wouldn't be, you know, even doing what I'm doing here today right now. And also, it's just, my whole thing is that whatever this source is, whether it be within the trees, whether it be within Murphy, whether it be within any of us, whoever, right, whatever that source is, whatever that source is, comes in and helps us get some real organization behind what's happening so we can really make a difference. Because at this point in time, the source is confusing the hell out of us. You know what I mean?
Remember, we have that gift. We've got that gift.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Free will is a heavy burden to carry. Not a burden, but it takes time.
I got you. Hey, everybody, that's a good stuff there. Peter Olalo, real quick, where can everybody find out about you?
Google me. I'm all over the place.
All right, do you have anything else, like a website?
Theosophy.net. Please listen to my last lecture if you'd like to be apprised of the natures of existence. It is right on the front page, right on the right column. Just click the triangle. Forgive me for 2 minutes of technical difficulties, but I would appreciate any feedback. And that is the best place to find out about me.
All right, you got it, Peter. Listen, everybody, check out Peter and his website over there. And again, don't forget to vote for Kizmo if you want to hear more of her. I'd like to thank our expert panelists today. Lou Hemsey, author of Legend of Justice and Diamonds, and Judge Eve Ellingwood, author of Diary of Sabra, Faith in Action, which, by the way, when you make your donation in the Spiritually Raw Foundation, you'll be able to get either one of those books as a gift for yourself or your loved ones. Listen, everybody, hope you enjoyed it because we did on this end, and we will see you tomorrow.
And with that,
thank you.
And with that, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most important, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
out. And you don't quit, you got to keep on until the do it like this.